For most of the last 17 years, Jan Rovensky has been in the thick of most big environmental campaigns, apart from a short but enjoyable spell as a nature protection official at a state park. His latest high-profile position is as Greenpeace's campaigner on climate change and energy policy. That often puts him at odds with local coal companies, power giant ČEZ, the Czech government, and President Václav Klaus. We met up with the 35-year-old and asked him what had stimulated his initial interest in the environment.
I grew up in the Plzeň, is the relatively big Czech city in the western Bohemia, and it's a very industrial city. When I was young, I think that maybe one third or one half of the people work in one big factory. So the environment in my childhood was not very good. Yeah. I could say that both my mother and my grandmother was very focused on the nature protection, even in the old communist regime. So I think I have quite good background from the family. I think that another important input was also the scout movement, because I spent my best years in the nature. And finally, I was very influenced at the start with the animal rights movement, which was originally my first public engagement. And then relatively early in some 17s, I joined the local grassroots environmental groups. And from that, now it's something 17 years, I'm focused on the environment.
I was doing some search on the internet, and I think the first time I see you mentioned is some campaign against battery farms in the Czech Republic. Was that one of the first animal rights campaigns you were on?
When we campaigned against those animal farms, it was far more environmental than the animal welfare case, because there was, I think, the impacts of this campaign to the local environment was even worse than the impacts on the animals which are inside. But there was two pillars of the campaign. But it was in 1999, and in that moment I have very strong experience with the campaign about the highway bypass of the Plzeň. I think very important thing around there. We didn't win, finally, after 5 years of struggle. We was rolled over by the local government, but it was a very interesting and important experience.
But if I remember from that, there were some concessions, no? I mean, along that motorway, there's a sort of a tunnel that...
It was some kind of a stinky compromise, and until now, I believe that the realization of... We were against the bypass. We only support the variant which was more friendly to the environment, which have chance to be finished earlier, and which could spend billions of the state money. And I think, and I will believe probably until my last days, that this decision of the government was wrong. Yeah. But yes, there was some kind of a compromise, there was some tunnel, but it even made the whole project more expensive. So I think it's not was really a helpful solution.
And when you were a student, I think you were a student in Pilsen, what did you study? Was it anything to do with the environment? Or
It's a really funny story. I think I understand that probably for people outside of the Czech Republic, there is no very good known stories about the Czech Law Faculty. But I studied at the famous Czech Law Faculty, which is now synonym of the corruption and clientelism here in the Czech Republic. But I could say that I didn't finish it. So I could not be accused that I participate in those dirty businesses. And now I, in my 30s, studied the law faculty in Prague.
And you were never tempted to wear a suit and become a lawyer and represent big companies or something like that?
I think it's not very big chance that I will represent some big companies. Maybe some big companies focused on the environmental business, but not very, very probably. Frankly to say, I spent 1 year in the State Department, Nature Protection in the Northeast Bohemian, and I really like this experience. And if I will change my way of life in future, I probably head back to the State Department than to do some private business.
And maybe coming more recently, you joined Greenpeace, and you're now mainly the campaigner for climate change and energy policy. How did that come about? Was it just a natural progression?
Yes. Well, most of my activist years I spent in the involvement of the publics in decision making, yeah, and support the rights of the local people. So energy and climate was some kind of the shift. But, well, in the campaigning work, it's far more important to know how the campaigns works than the expert ground. You need it, definitely, but you could learn it. And we are not the expert organization. We have our experts, but generally we are the campaigning organization. So we try to use the scientist evidence in the political life. Yeah. So for this, it was not so hard for me to reorient from the nature protection and public involvement to the climate and energy.
How difficult do you think it is to be a Greenpeace campaigner in the Czech Republic? Not so much on the campaigning side. If you have a campaign, you can get publicity, but more on getting results against the strong lobby groups that may be not too open and sometimes not too honest government.
Well, it is definitely harder than in the standard Western original members of the European Union. It's very connected with the political environment around here, but it's improving, I believe. If I could remember things 17 years ago and now, I think the relevance of the NGOs increased. And I also believe that people are not so tolerable to the wrongdoings of the politicians. So I'm carefully optimistic.
About the campaigns themselves, I mean, you've gone up a 100-meter chimney. I'm not sure if you went on the government roof, but do you think these are really useful?
Sometimes it works. This is part of some wider campaign. It's not actions for actions. And we very carefully decide when to use it and when not. The majority of our work is the lobby work. I'm sitting for 35 days of the year in front of the computer, and there's maybe some 5 or 7 days climbing somewhere. Yeah. But yes, definitely, I think this tool proved that it's efficient in some areas. Greenpeace used it from the 70s, and I couldn't imagine that we will change it.
And climbing chimneys, is that something that comes naturally to you, or I mean, 100 meters up a chimney isn't so... I certainly wouldn't like it, though.
Well, generally in the Greenpeace, we have a specialized climbers. So campaigners are often people which are staying on the ground and making stands for the media, while I volunteers climbing up there. But because I'm the caver, I take the risk to mix the roles.
Jan Rovensky there, Chris Johnston's guest on Czech